Now let's look at a period which is often considered to be India's toughest economic years, post-independence, that is. Arvind Panagariya cites the years 1965 to 1981 as being especially difficult for India. You should see his book called India, the Emerging Giant. Unfortunately, this isn't online and it isn't free, but it's probably the best single book on the economic history of India over the last several decades. In these videos, we really try to go out of our way to avoid criticizing, or for that matter, praising individual politicians. But still, if one looks objectively at the historical evidence as an economist, it's difficult to resist the conclusion that part of India's problem was that Indira Gandhi, who was prime minister during many of these years, had instituted some fairly bad economic policies. Just to consider a few of those policies, more firms required government permission for layoffs. That is, any firm with 100 employees or more which wanted to lay people off needed permission from the government. Of course, as it becomes harder to fire people, firms are also less likely to hire them in the first place. Regulations on foreign investment increased, and it became much tougher to be a successful foreign investor in India. This also hurt prosperity and made it harder to create jobs. Foreign exchange was much more tightly rationed through government regulation, and the government of Indira Gandhi nationalized significant segments of banks, oil, and coal. Finally, in general, larger-scale enterprises were very much penalized by law and regulation, and they faced especially high economic burdens in trying to produce and also create jobs. There's much more detail to this era, as you'll find discussed in the Panagariya book, but this is just an overview of some of the domestic economic policies which hurt India's economic prosperity. Just to illustrate how bad things got, if you look at the period 1965-66 to 74-75, during those years, per capita income grew by just 0.3%. Of course, that was during a time when many other economies, such as South Korea and Japan, were growing at much more rapid rates. Do note that through this broader troubled era, stretching through the early 80s, bad economic policy was far from the only problem. So, for instance, these years brought some wars with Pakistan, two oil price shocks, a fair amount of bad weather, and also in India the emergency rule from 1975 to 77 damaged the country's reputation and made it seem less appealing from the point of view of foreign investors. Finally, there were some better policies in the early 1980s, and many of these came under the fourth term of Indira Gandhi. These include some fiscal reforms. Import licensing was eased, which made international trade easier, and it made it easier for Indian firms to buy useful inputs from abroad. There was a reduction of import duties, which would be followed up upon much more later. And in general, these years in the early 1980s, they laid the foundation for later reforms by showing that reforms are possible and would yield some kind of economic payoff. The early 1980s were the beginning of a period where India was really starting to see some better economic times ahead.